At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Thanks for tuning into the Minnesota Tim Podcast today. It's been several days since I've done a podcast because it was Thanksgiving break, and there's a lot going on with family and places to be, things to do, football to watch, things to do over the weekend, work. So I'm happy to be back on this Monday, or whenever you're listening to this podcast. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Rate and review if you would be willing and able to do that, so then other people can find the podcast easier. It'll pop up into their feed. So rate and review, please and thank you. I want to touch on the Minnesota Vikings' victory against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. A couple of things to touch on right off the bat. Kirk Cousins was 30 for 37, threw for 299 yards, one interception, three touchdowns on national television. I think he took everybody's breath away in that game. That's right, Kirk Cousins. What a scene. Top Gun, Maverick, and the bedroom. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. That's what Kirk Cousins had all Minnesota Vikings fans feeling after Thursday Night Football. Leading up to the week, I said that playing the Patriots on a short week is a huge advantage because it doesn't allow Bill Belichick to prepare for a full week, their number two ranked defense in the NFL against the Minnesota Vikings, especially after their blowout against the Dallas Cowboys. And I was right. Kirk Cousins played one of his best games of the season. He had one bad throw in that game. His completion percentage was off the charts. He found Justin Jefferson in key spots. TJ Hawkinson, Adam Thielen. By the way, that Adam Thielen touchdown, Kirk Cousins was about 5 to 10 seconds late on finding Adam Thielen wide open. When he watched the replay, and Justin Jefferson is coming across the field, and three guys are following Justin Jefferson, Kirk Cousins was about 5 seconds late on that read because Adam Thielen was coming across the opposite way on a crossing route, and he was wide open by 10 feet maybe. That's a little over-exaggeration. He was wide open by 5 feet at least on that route. And when Kirk Cousins threw the touchdown to Thielen, and they show it in instant replay, Kirk Cousins made a difficult throw.
I'm sorry. Try again.
Kirk Cousins made an easy throw look very, very difficult. But hey, you know what? It was a touchdown. I'm not going to complain about a touchdown. But going back to the game, not that I wasn't already on the game, but staying on the game, This was another example of this season being a special season for the Minnesota Vikings, because this game could have gone either way. Again, another example of a game where the Patriots had a very good chance to win this game. When you think about the score being 23-16, the Patriots marched right down the field, second half, marched right down the field, score a touchdown immediately, and then they kick off, and the kick return game for the Minnesota Vikings, which has been, to be honest, pretty poor so far through this season. And then he returns a touchdown on the next kickoff, completely changes the momentum in the game. And then you think about the play where the touchdown that got overturned against the Patriots, their tight end, Henry, I think his name was. I don't know how you reverse that call, because it looked like inconclusive evidence to me, but you zoom in and you frame by frame and he bobbled it a little bit. But could you really tell that that ball hit the ground when they called it a touchdown on the field? I think if anything, that touchdown call, the original touchdown call, needed to be overturned, and it was a catch at the 1 yard line and it would have been fourth down, instead of it being overturned and then they need to settle for a field goal on that possession. That's a game changing call. And if it went the opposite way, if that was the Minnesota Vikings tight end that bobbled it, fans would have been pissed off. Fans would have gone insane thinking that the NFL has it out for the Minnesota Vikings. Fans would have gone nuts thinking that this game is rigged for Bill Belichick. People would have come after Bill Belichick thinking he was cheating. They would have come after him thinking this is bull crap. This is bogus. And the Minnesota Vikings got that call. Another call that changed the landscape of this game. It's tied 26-26. It's the fourth quarter. The Vikings are about to punt. And this was a mistake that you do not see Bill Belichick teams make. And it wasn't necessarily a break in a call that the Minnesota Vikings got, but it was a massive break because Bill Belichick's teams don't make these mistakes. Running into the punter on 4th and 3, 5 yards, first down, Vikings march down the field, Kirk Cousins finds Adam Thielen for a 15-yard touchdown pass, the touchdown that I was referencing earlier where Kirk Cousins was about 5 seconds late on finding Thielen. Vikings take the lead 33-26, ball game. This season has been unbelievable. It takes me back to after the Dallas Cowboys game, because there were so many people freaking out, talking about the differential in the Minnesota Vikings game this season, because what had happened is that the Minnesota Vikings dominated the Packers, and they got dominated by the Eagles, and I think they won and lost those games 24-7. And then they win 7 straight one-score games. Games that they had no business winning, like the Buffalo Bills game. They somehow pulled it out. They somehow pulled out the Washington Commanders game. They somehow beat the Detroit Lions at home when they had a 93% chance of losing that game. And then they get dominated, throttled by the Cowboys by 37 points, 40-3. After an emotional, hard-fought overtime victory against the Buffalo Bills. And then the Minnesota Vikings differential for an 8-2 team was, I think, -2. So through the first 10 games of the season, the Vikings were outscored by 2 points. And that was some sort of record for an 8-2 team through the first 10 games of the season. And people are freaking out about that number. But when you take it into context, the Vikings won 7 straight one-score games and got blown out. What do you expect? I don't quite understand why everyone was so surprised that the differential was minus. It's positive now after beating the Patriots. I think it's like plus 5 after beating the Patriots by 7. But people were taking this no big deal and making it a way bigger deal than it needed to be for an 8-2 football team that lost to a good Dallas Cowboys team 40-3. It was a game in which nothing went the Minnesota Vikings' way, and they got pummeled. They couldn't block, they couldn't catch, they couldn't play defense, and they got dominated. And of course, the national media is going to take that game out of context. I hate watching ESPN or some national talk sports show after the Minnesota Vikings win or lose, because I watched it after the Vikings lost to the Cowboys. And you're hearing everyone say how much of a pretender that these Minnesota Vikings are at 8-2. They're a joke. They're not as good as they think they are. Their record isn't indicative of a team that's first in the NFC North and, what, second in the NFC. This is all crap, basically, is what the ESPN guys were saying. Then the Vikings defeat Bill Belichick's defense at home. Kirk Cousins throttles them on national television. And then the same guys come on ESPN, get up the next morning and say, well, these Vikings are a Super Bowl contender. They got Justin Jefferson. They got Kirk Cousins. They got a defense that makes timely plays. They got Dalvin Cook. They got a new head coach, Kevin O'Connell, who's taking this team to the next level. And my thought is, if the Minnesota Vikings did lose the Patriots, which was a very reasonable thing to think or believe at the time when they were playing, because the Vikings outscored them by 10 points in the final quarter, 10-0, another fourth quarter comeback for Kirk Cousins, the Vikings still have the head coach. They still have Justin Jefferson. They still have Dalvin Cook. They still have Kirk Cousins. They still have a defense that makes timely plays. The fact that they said that they have all these pieces, which makes them a Super Bowl contender, doesn't change if they lose to the Patriots. So when they come with these stupid, idiotic points, it makes me frustrated. And I think rightfully so. When you come with this differential crap and you're not thinking about it logically, 7 straight one-score games, you got dominated by the Cowboys, how do you think that's going to look? Will you take a chill pill? Maybe I need to take a chill pill.
Get that out of here!
All I know is I might be the only objective Minnesota Vikings fan out there. Because I listen to the Vikings fans, I listen to the media, I listen to all these people, and they're just freaking out. I'm over here predicting that Kirk Cousins is going to tear up Bill Belichick's defense on Thursday Night Football. I thought the Vikings would win that game. Just saying. I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn here, except for I am. But I cannot stand the hypocrisy between fans talking about officials, talking about how the officials are out to get the Minnesota Vikings, which is why I touched on that point earlier. And I cannot stand the back and forth between the media talking heads, talking about how good this Minnesota Vikings team is, or how bad this Minnesota Vikings team is, or how bad Kirk Cousins is on national television. But then they're quiet when he performs 30 for 37 against the number 2nd ranked defense in the NFL.
I'm sorry. Try again.
When he performs against the 2nd ranked defense in the NFL. I want people to apologize to Kirk Cousins.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Actually, yeah, it is too late to say sorry. Because when you jumped off the Kirk Cousins bandwagon last year or the year before or after the first year when he signed with the Minnesota Vikings, you were not giving the guy his due. His numbers have always been fantastic. Now he has a head coach that trusts in him. He's got a go-to wide receiver, and now he's putting up amazing numbers. And there's no doubt in my mind that Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And he has not been appreciated as much as he should be. Because you look around the league, you look at what's going on with the Jets, and maybe they found something in Mike White after throwing 3 touchdowns against a terrible Bears defense. But you look around the league, okay, and they got Zach Wilson, and he's performing terribly, right? Would you rather have that situation or Kirk Cousins? And Kirk Cousins, by the way, he never misses games. He always stays healthy, which is something that he doesn't get credited for enough. Would you rather have Mac Jones or Kirk Cousins? Would you rather have Russell Wilson at a $250 million contract or Kirk Cousins? Would you rather have Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins? Seriously, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins? And I think all of these answers are inexplicably. What? What does that mean? I don't know. It just sounds like a word that I should say there. All of these names, they compare against Kirk Cousins that I mentioned, the Wilsons, the Rodgers, the Fields, the Mike Whites, the Mac Jones, the Tuas. I'd rather have Kirk Cousins over all of them. And it's not even a question in my mind.
And he drops the sledgehammer.
He's just immortal.
Thank you for everyone to listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim podcast. The Vikings are 9-2, and now they have a chance to clinch the division with a win against the Jets at home on Sunday and a Detroit Lions loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. This has been a special season. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.